USA Radio News with Wendy King.
French President Emmanuel Macron has recalled his ambassador to the United States Friday in response to the U.S. and Britain's deal to share submarine technology with Australia. France's Minister for Europe and Foreign Affairs confirmed they had called back Ambassador Philippe Etienne. Macron also recalled the French ambassador from Australia. The United States, Britain, and Australia announced a trilateral security partnership, stating its first major initiative will be to deliver a nuclear power submarine fleet for Australia. The fleet will not include nuclear weapons. The agreement killed a multi-billion dollar deal Australia had with France. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison denied French accusations that Paris wasn't warned about the possibility of a new deal. This is USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Haitian migrants that are seeking to escape poverty, hunger, and a feeling of hopelessness in their home country said the U.S. plans to speedily send them home won't deter them as thousands of people remained encamped on a Texas border after crossing from Mexico. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has more.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is calling on the Biden administration to deploy the National Guard to the southern border to help deal with a surge of Haitian migrants. More than 11,000 people are gathered under a bridge outside of Del Rio, Texas. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol announced Friday evening that the Del Rio port of entry was being closed in response to the surge. Fox News reporting that the border checkpoints in the area have been closed as well. The agency says that trade and travel traffic has been rerouted to the Eagle Pass port of entry 57 miles away to help manage resources and keep the flow of legal traffic uninterrupted. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Award-winning journalist and host of the TV show Full Measure, Sarah Atkinson, has been visiting the southern border. She's revealed that the crisis there is much worse than people even realize.
A recent development you may know about is a court has ordered the Biden administration to reinstitute the Trump administration's Remain in Mexico program. That's where President Trump got the Mexican government to agree to take illegal immigrants who'd crossed into the U.S. illegally and have them wait there in Mexico while they're waiting for their court date in the U.S. Sometimes it takes years because there's such a backlog. By all accounts, this Remain in Mexico program positively impacted illegal border traffic. Once illegal immigrants learned that they wouldn't get to stay in the U.S. and maybe disappear, never to show up for court, well, they quit coming in such large numbers. It seems they were unwilling to pay $10,000 plus to the cartels and to the traffickers. They all do if they cross into the U.S. illegally, only to have to stay in Mexico while they wait for a court date. Opponents of Remain in Mexico, the Biden administration and others, they say it's cruel and dangerous to send endangered immigrants to Mexico to wait. Supporters of Remain in Mexico say it's cruel and dangerous to incentivize these illegal immigrants to pay the cartels and make the dangerous trip to try to come here.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.